We are talking water on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by a pair of leaders with the Tuolumne Utilities District. We're joined by the interim general manager, Don Perkins, as well as district engineer, Eric Johnson. Don Perkins, I'll pose the next question to you. You know, during the last segment, we were talking a lot about water supply and just concerns potentially on the horizon. Is there anything at the state level that you're keeping a close eye on?
Sure, of course we are. So Glenn Nunley, our district senior engineer, is paying close attention to that. He's largely responsible for paying attention to our hydrology. So yeah, he's in close contacts, monitoring the situation at the state level very closely on a daily basis. You know, there's talk that the governor may mandate some sort of mandatory conservation, and so we'll manage that as best we can. It's really hard to demonstrate to our community how much that mandatory conservation measure would mean to them, to our county, compared to the entire state, right? So, like I said, we'll monitor the situation and pay attention and come up with a good plan.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
I'll turn back over to Eric Johnson, district engineer. Eric, what are some of the kind of bigger projects that TUD has been working on, either just recently or looking ahead to the future?
Certainly. Yeah, I'd like to just highlight one key project, perhaps the largest that the district has undertaken in its existence, and that is upgrades, rebuild to our Sonora Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility or treatment plant. If you drive up Highway 108 as you're entering, you pass Stockton Road and you're entering into the community, on the left-hand side, you see the existing wastewater treatment plant that was constructed in the mid-70s. It's given us nearly 50 years of a very good service. And our treatment operators have done just a phenomenal job keeping that facility in as close to compliance as possible. But, you know, over the last few years, cracks have started to form quite literally and figuratively in terms of, you know, the world of regulations is very different now than it was in the 1970s. And the district's existing permits are quite old. They are subject to renewal here in the very near future. And our facility has just reached the end of its useful life. You know, the people that had the foresight in the 70s to regionalize and combine Columbia and Sonora and Twain Hart into one regional treatment facility did a great service to this community because we have been able to operate that entire system in a very efficient manner and have been able to have reserves in our wastewater fund so that we could undertake a project like we are ready to do. And our board, hats off to them for supporting staff through this. It's really been a team effort. I will just back up and say the project involves constructing basically an entirely new treatment facility that will replace what you see there on the same site. It will be just adjacent, very close, or the footprint will be where you see the big ponds. There's three large ponds there. Those will be filled in and a new facility constructed there. The current one is subject to flooding at our screening facility. The treatment process is unreliable. It's temperamental to weather and season, temperature. It doesn't always meet our permit requirements. We hope to have a new facility that will produce a higher level, at what they call in the state a tertiary level of treatment, so that the water will be suitable for any manner of use. It's unrestricted reuse water, means it could be used for landscape. It could be used for various edible food crops. That's not the case now. Our water currently is used for pasture grass irrigation. The project was originally envisioned about 5-6 years ago. We went through our board, hired a outside design engineer, and we've completed final design earlier this year. We went out to bid and received very competitive five bids in a marketplace that is volatile, as you can imagine, with COVID and material shortages. But we feel like we got a very good bid from a very qualified contractor in Kiewit Infrastructure West. And at this point, We needed to make sure that the funding was secure because the project did come in over our original budget. And kudos to our finance department and to our interim general manager and our board. We have a very strong relationship with USDA and United States Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. We went back to them and we were able to secure a funding package that is within the means of the district's ratepayers and within our budget that is the following. It's a TUD contribution of $8.8 million, USDA grant of $8.5 million. So our contribution is almost matched by USDA with the balance of nearly $25 million in low interest loan. When I say low interest loan, I mean 1.125%, 1.375% for a portion, 1.125% for another, with a 40-year term. So our annual payments are within our means, and we hope to have a new facility online for the community in the next 2 years that should last us, you know, the next 40 years and be able to provide water for a number of uses that we currently can't use our recycled water for.
Yeah, definitely a pretty major project for the district and the community. Don Perkins, anything else to add on that particular effort?
Yeah, like Eric said, I'm really proud of the work that Eric and his team has put in. Steve Sheffield, our finance director, and his team put in working with USDA. I'm really proud of the board for uniting behind the efforts of those two departments in the district. It's going to mean a lot to our employees and the community for a long, long time. I'm super proud of all that work.
You're saying Staying on the topic of bigger efforts and that type of thing, there's been some talk, too. It's been highlighted by TUD about potentially acquiring some of PG&E's infrastructure, things like Pinecrest and Lyons. Can you explain, Don, a little bit where that kind of conversation stands right now?
Sure, I sure can. And, you know, you mentioned possibly. I want to move away from possibly and assuredly. You know, we're going to do this. There's no chance we're not going to do this. It's a matter of, you know, going through all of the detail work that it's going to take to get there. It's a couple of years away. As you know, we're in exclusive negotiations with PG&E. We're very thankful that a number of years ago, PG&E came to TUD and announced to us that they're going to divest themselves of this project, and they wanted TUD to have first crack at it. We're very thankful for that opportunity, and of course, we seized the opportunity. So now it's been a number of years of going through the details. So currently, and we have been for a while now, what's called the purchase and sales agreement, and I can't go into that. There's a non-disclosures act, so I can't go into the details of that, but that's a long, arduous process. Between now and a couple of years, you know, we just need to get the community support. You have an understanding of what it means to have the infrastructures. What comes with, besides, you know, the powerhouse, Lions Lake, the main canal, Pinecrest, besides all of that, which is all very critical, important to TUD and its needs to serve water to the community, it's the pre-1914 water rights that will come along with it. That is what's so important to the vitality of this community for every generation after us. This should have been done 100 years ago. It was tried many times. I don't know what the details for not being successful over all those years, many times, but I can just tell you this is the last opportunity this county is ever going to get these water rights that are truly ours. So we need to seize the opportunity to get it done.
Are you optimistic that you can find community buy-in to really get behind this effort?
I am optimistic. Moved here in 1977 at the beginning of one of the first droughts of modern history. I've seen this community come together in every sort of emergency. And this is an emergency. You know, not having water rights, this day and age, being the largest utility in the county, is irresponsible, right? So I just, you know, one way or another, we're going to get out into the community and share our message with everybody and get the community support.
Need to take one more break. We're talking water on this weekend show with the Tuolumne Utilities District leaders, the interim general manager, Don Perkins, as well as the district engineer, Eric Johnson. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.